Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So down we are to the Sweet 16 in the WNIT. Coach Terry Moore looking for another defensive lockdown tonight against SMU when the ball goes up at 7 on the McCracken court. You know, defense has been flat stellar through these two tournament games. And as Coach Terry was telling me Wednesday after practice, we got to, well, keep that pedal down.
It's kind of been the challenge for us when we've gotten, you know, early leads is to be able to come out and stay enthusiastic and energized, you know, about, you know, and keeping that foot on the pedal. We talk about that a lot, you know, not allowing teams back in the game. And so I like how we're playing right now, Joe. I really do. And the kids are excited and you know, the opportunity that we have to advance and stay home is really exciting for us.
But it's been fun to watch the defense continue to evolve, because that's the oil that spins the wheel, and defense to offense, the transition game is really in a good mode right now.
Yeah, well, you know, against Ball State and St. Louis, and you know, we were able to switch, you know, four ways, and that really does something for us. I think it energizes us, and you know, it gives a kid like Alexis Gassian, who's so used to having to fly all over the place and chase, you know, the other team's best shooters. Our kids know this. You know, we try to hang our hat on something around here, and it's usually the defensive end and our ability to rebound. You know, I got guys that you know, believe in that philosophy, and again, they're playing at a high level defensively, and there's no question that the results of that have been, you know, something really good is happening on the offensive end as well.
Here's your women's basketball coach, Terry Moore. And little history here between the two clubs. The last time they met was in 94. Hoosiers won that one, and they expect to win and move on tonight. SMU averaging 59 a game. 9 of their 14 losses have been on the road. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Tell you, Amanda Cahill isn't too many years removed from being Sweet 16, but she's all grown up now, and as a young woman, she's on her favorite team playing tonight in the Sweet 16 of the WNIT. Two more milestones for Amanda against St. Louis last out, going over 1,300 career points, 800 rebounds and counting. Jill Chapman, by the way, was the last to accomplish those kinds of numbers, and that was 15 years ago. So now we play 7 o'clock tonight on the McCracken court against the 19-14 Mustangs of SMU.
We have been having some good practices and really been had some time to work on us. And
you know, Amanda, that was scintillating that second quarter and that run you guys went on. Talk about the defense, because I think that was the 14th time this year you guys have held opponents to single digits in a quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that Coach Morin really wants us to pride ourselves in, his defense, and she wants us to make sure that's our focus instead of on the offensive end. So we just went out and tried to really execute the game plan and do what we've been practicing the past couple days in practice, and make sure we really stick to what our game plan was.
How have you just continue to raise your game?
Just being in the gym and working hard in practice. I think it's easier to get in a groove once you're playing a lot and going up and down throughout the season. Just continue to build upon what you've been working on.
What's this home crowd meant to you in these last couple of games?
Yeah, it's been really awesome, especially with everything that's been going on around IU. Just to see the support from the community has been just amazing. And I always have said that we have one of the best fan bases in the whole country, and it's been really showing.
Well, she's out of Ohio and a Hoosier through and through, and that's junior forward Amanda Cahill. And the numbers spit that out at home this year, 14-2, currently looking for number 15. More importantly, an Elite 8 spot at night's end and the Sunday game to play, returning to the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. I'm Joe Smith.